8:49 on First Edition. Terry and Lori along with you. There is a new app that lots of people are trying. It looks like fun, but you could be giving up your privacy by using it. Joining us live, Bill Sickens, host of the User-Friendly 2.0 program. You hear it Saturday evenings from 5 to 6 right here on AM 860, The Answer. And Bill, we're talking about this Face app. Plenty of people have used it, posting their old people pictures on Facebook. Me, I just have a mirror. I don't need the app. What can you tell us about this app, though? Because people are crazy for it.
Yes, it's something that's absolutely going viral on both Apple and the Android store. It is an app that you download, install onto your phone, take a selfie or a picture that's on your camera roll, and what the app will do is modify it. So it can either age you a certain number of years, do things like add facial hair, even show you as a different gender. And these are some functions that a lot of people are having fun with, and it just seems like harmless fun. The problem is, and what they're really is getting the concerns of regulators, is the fact that the information when you take a picture doesn't stay on your phone. What it actually is doing is it's sending your information out to a server somewhere else in the world. The app being made by the Russians is granting a lot of concern with that. The actual manipulation of the photo is done on their end, and then the results are sent back to your phone. So you actually send out your picture without maybe even knowing it. Now, the problem is what actually happens to this data and what you're actually sending. Because in addition to the picture, you're sending what they call metadata, which in a lot of cases will include where the picture was taken, a GPS location, time information, if you've tagged anything, that kind of information could be there, and all of that's being shared. Then the other part of it is if you look at the terms of agreement under which this runs, you give up rights to your photo. You're transferring it to them on a complete non-exclusive, transferable license that is very difficult to understand, that could actually allow the company to be able to use your information, use your photo for marketing purposes, or pretty much anything else they want. So that's where the concern of this whole thing is coming from, not just the kind of fun part that it does, but the fact that it might be an application that actually allows the device to be able to steal information, or you're providing it, but it's being stored somewhere and you have no idea what it's actually doing with it at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's an important warning for many consumers. And, you know, we go on Facebook and a lot of times we will tag pictures, which, you know, you bring up the faces and you tag it. But this is different than that. This is a much broader release of your private information, right?
But yes, it is. First of all, Facebook, generally, you're going through a browser. So what's being done with it, you have specific control over. An app is a piece of software that's installed to your phone, and a lot of times they can do a lot more than what you're aware of. So being able to share information, being able to access different things. When you first install an app, it asks for what information it can get to. Most of us just kind of look at that quickly and then say, okay, and move on. But that could include your phone list, your contact information. All of that kind of stuff can be shared that way, and that's something to be definitely aware of. And in this day and age where privacy is such a big deal and there's so many people trying to work around it, it is so important to pay attention to these things and realize that when you get a piece of software, whether it be an app or something else, free doesn't always mean free.
Yeah, exactly. Now, are you advocating people not use it? Is there another app that might be, I guess, safer to let you know what you're going to look like when you're old?
Yeah, there are some other things out there. I think this one actually, as far as what it can do, is a better one for being able to do the different photos and the updates and all that type of a thing. But I definitely think right now, until they can at least investigate it and find out for sure that it's safe, it's definitely a good idea to avoid using it, even though it's kind of fun. And the other end of it is if the investigations are going on, and this is actually in the State Department, different things like that where they're looking at it, it's looking like it probably isn't that safe. So I think we'll hear a definitive answer on that in the next couple of days. But just wait. You can see what yourself will look like in 3 days without the app if you do.
So real quick, if somebody has already done this, is it just too late?
At this point, the information would be shared. The photo is out there. Now, according to the people that run the company, they delete most, quote-unquote, photos after 48 hours, but that's coming from the representative of the Russian company that owns this. So, again, I think the best thing right now is if you've already done it, enjoy the photo you got back, but I would hold off on doing anything else until they give us an all clear or not.
Just use a mirror. It's old school.
It works for me, too.
There you go. Bill, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us on First Edition.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Bill Sickens, he is the host of User Friendly 2.0. You can hear it Saturdays right here on AM 860 The Answer from 5 to 6.
Coming up, the very first Lollapalooza next on This Day in Music History. It's 8:55 at The Answer.